Well, Jeanette, big thank you for joining us after that one. You said last week, use the term little steps make big journeys and that kind of thing, or begin big journeys. This is another step forward here today, I think. This was progress from last week, despite the scoreline.
I've just got to kind of narrow it down to the performance, the focus that we was looking at today in terms of the new system, new players being in that system. It was quite difficult for them at times, and I think that it was a completely new system to them today in terms of the wing-backs, and they'd done a lot of running, a lot of hard work, and I thank them for that today. I was looking at areas to set traps, our game plan was to try and frustrate Halifax. We know that they were going to play the long balls, so we're saying, look, you need to sit in, and then we need to pick up the first and the second balls, and then we need to look at the counter-attack and then how we build. We had a bit of a shaky start, I think, in terms of how we wanted to play. We were a bit too open, but then we got the messages on. They started to come together to work on certain things. We spoke at half-time. We put some different things in place at half-time, and we got the goal, the early goal in the second half, which just shows, like, look, again, we talk about those small steps. That is a small step, having that belief, having that resilience to get up again after the two late corners that we conceded from in the first half. They showed great resilience to go, right, come on, we go again. But what it does show today is we've got a lot of work still to do, and I've just spoken to them about that. Like, everyone's got to be at training this week. Everyone's got to be getting into the team meetings so they can understand the system, they can understand how we organise the set plays, they can understand how we play on transition and look to play on the counter in these types of games. When we're playing up against good opposition like Halifax, it's really important that we do that. So there's some good stuff to take from today. There's some clear areas of development we've got to work on. We'll regroup, we can control the controllables, and we go again.
Here's the thing, I mean, you mentioned the fact we all thought we were heading, being only 1-0 down at half time, and they score those two goals. And that's the point, isn't it? It's encouraging in a way, in a strange way, that most of the goals we've conceded today are actually all preventable. There's only been a couple where Halifax have actually manufactured them themselves. They've either been from corners or from mistakes at the back. They've been preventable.
And when I spoke to the players, I went, look, on one hand, I'm really frustrated because they are things that as a team, you should be super organised, you should be doing your job and you should be clearing it. And on the other hand, is because like we've been so far behind with everything, we haven't covered certain things on set pieces, so we understand our zonal system, but then in terms of other aspects like today, they had their, I think she was number 18, running through. It's like, oh, well, I'm in my zone, I'm doing this. Oh, but what do we do? The what is? Well, what if they do this? What if they have this movement? We'd added on this week about dealing with short corners, because we picked up on that from last week, and went right, because we're trying to layer things into the place. There's a lot of information that I need to give the players, but I don't want to overawe them with it, because there's a lot of information. So we're layering it up every week. So, you know, last week it was looking at short corners and dealing with that and who does it. They were better this week with that. I think this week we'll be doing some work on how the runners might work, how they might come into your zone, how do you deal with it, keeping areas clear for the keeper to come out. She was unsure on certain things. We were honest at half time with each other and spoke about it and said, right, well, we've got to be better at that. And you could see earlier on in the second half, they did, like, Sophie did come out for one. It did result in a goal from the back post. It was a good finish, to be fair. She'd listened to what I said. I wanted her to come out and be commanding. I want a commanding goalkeeper. Yeah. So there's certain things that we need to work on so players know, I can do this. This is my role. And we'll learn from it. We have to be honest, though, we haven't covered that fully yet.
And this is the thing. I mean, there was a moment in the second half where, I think it was the first half, actually, there's two players, I think Dill was on the receiving end of the pass, two players on different wavelengths. It's going to happen at the end of September into October, where suddenly all these different wavelengths just align themselves. And this just happens, doesn't it?
I'm going to be really honest with you now. I walked into the changing room at one point today. As a manager, I'd be in and out. And I did hear someone say, right, so what's your name again? Right, okay. And wherever you come from, right, okay. Because they are that new with each other. They are absolutely, like, the amount of signings we've made this week, and people are like, right, okay, who's that again? And who's that? Right. So these things are going to happen. And I go back to the message I've said to the players, we have to focus on controlling the controllables. We can control being in at training Tuesday, Thursday, and the things that we work on that lead into the game in terms of how we play. We can control our fitness levels. We can control the type of football we try to play. We can control our attitudes, even though the scoreline is the scoreline. We control our attitudes because we're representing the badge. So there's all these things that we've just spoken about as a team, and I'll be reiterating again come training this week.
And Paul might correct me. I think it was Martin Buchan, wasn't it, who didn't go in for sliding challenges at United. He was always clean as a
whistle. Mr. Immaculate.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So some people, they like their defenders not to do sliding challenges and stuff like that. But I'm a big fan of Abby Carrington, and it's good to have her back. And she's played really well this afternoon. You know, despite being in a defence that's conceded six, it's good to have her back.
Yeah, there's certain qualities that she's certainly brought into that back line this week with being solid. Sometimes as a manager, you can tell when a player's going to go to ground. You can read the body language. You can read the speed that they start to approach the ball at. And you can see she was going to go to ground. But there's something in the way that she does it. She times it perfectly. And yeah. I'll flip it the other way. I had full confidence in her making all these tackles. Yeah. And that, as a manager, is a fantastic thing to have, because if we're going to play this system of a 3-5-2/5-3-2, depending on who we're playing, she is acting as that sweeper, and that is a key role for her. So she's got all the attributes that I'm looking for. And in terms of bringing her back to the club, you know, I've thanked Abby for having the conversations with me. She's been really honest over the last few weeks, and I respect people that are honest with me. She wanted to have a look elsewhere, but then she's kind of heard really good things about the changes that we've brought in. And it's really nice that she's trusted me, and she has come back to the club, and she's been a big asset today, and she will be a big asset for the rest of the season.
And when we were speaking last week, you said, you know, you're going to continue to bring players in as, you know, as things progress. Dill is another fantastic addition to the squad. So how's that side of things as we head towards Norton and Stockton Ancients now next week? We're still looking and building?
We've got another two players coming in this week to look at. Whether I'll be able to get them in and over the line for Sunday, I've got to assess them first and check that they're what we're looking for. But we are still light in certain areas. I think if you look at that team today, you had a number of new players in there. We've got brought Dylan from Huddersfield. We've got Izzy Kershaw that's coming from Burnley.
Yeah.
She had a fantastic game, and to say she's so young, I don't think she's 18 yet. She's done exceptionally well.
She really that young?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. She had an exceptional game, and I think she's got a bright future as well.
Very good.
We had a few players coming in. Obviously, Alice playing in midfield alongside Emily and Shan today. That's a new triplet that's in there. So again, like, they've got to get used to it. We've brought Becky in to go up top. Again, we've got to do a little bit of work on that transition and how we break through our top two. But you know, the things that we brought in is we've brought in really good people, and we've brought in people that are physically fit, and I think that can cope at this level. We've brought in players that have got a bit of experience from elsewhere playing at higher levels, and I'm really pleased with what we've brought in, because we needed that experience. We were really young last week, really, really young. And like I said, there's always a place for it in the team. Izzy today, like, I thought she was outstanding, especially for her debut, and her attitude to try and sprint towards the end. And I literally had to tell her, no, don't. But that just shows the attitude that she has is fantastic, and I'll work with that all day. But we have to balance that out with experience. The two players I'm looking at this week, both experienced again, both physically fit. I've known them from it being in and around the game. So I'm quite confident that they'll fit, but I am still looking at a few things, because we still do need to build. We've got a lot of work to do, but we go again next week, and we just keep taking steps forward.
Exactly, and this was definitely a step forward this week from last week. Nottingham and Stockton Ancients, both of them, next week. I mean, what's your thoughts on this challenge on Sunday? We've just got to keep going, haven't we, I suppose?
Yeah, there's part of it where, because of it being a rebuild, we've got to focus on ourselves, and we've got to focus on, as I said before, controlling the controllables, what we can do in terms of trying to nail down our style of play, trying to nail down our patterns, trying to nail down our defensive system, getting people used to it, trying to nail down our set plays. But then also we've got to be aware of what the opposition can bring as well, and making sure that we look for ways to nullify them. So as this game's now ended, as you do as a manager, my head will be turned now to next Sunday, and we'll be looking at hopefully getting hold of some of their footage and have a look at it and look into what their strengths are, what we need to nullify, and then what their weaknesses are, and look at like how we could potentially utilise our strengths. And for me, do you know what? I want to be scoring more goals, because I think the game today could turn if we'd...
Definitely could have had one towards the end of the first half.
Exactly. And so that could have been 1-1.
Yeah.
And then if you'd nullified the set pieces, that's the way that the game goes.
Yeah, exactly.
It is... I'm not going to say fine margins, because these are things that we can control in the long term.
You understand.
We've just got to get there. We've just got that to have that bit of time to nail down that work, because there's so many new players. But I want to be scoring more goals. I want to be exciting. I want to be getting our wing-backs forward. You know, we're only going to be playing five at the back when we are up against a tough opposition. Like, we knew today would be tough, and I thought they did excellent in spells, and we've got to look at those spells and build on them. But then I also think there's times when I want to be getting our wing-backs forward. They're going to be the outlets. They're going to be the ones then whipping the crosses in and getting runners on the end of it. We've just got to get those goals and try and be a bit more attacking over the next few weeks as well. That's what I'll be looking at.
Well, Jenny Swarbrick, Women's Team Manager, big thank you for joining us so soon after the final whistle. Like I said, I thought this was good today, you know, an improvement from last week, so congratulations on that front. Good luck in training this week, and we'll catch up again next week.
Thank you.